Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share with you in the next number of days here, the rest of the week really, I'd like to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and different aspects about Christ, who He is and what He is. We are in a season right now in our country where there are men and women this time running for the presidency of our nation. They're campaigning. Our presidential election here in America is coming up in November. So there are those who are running for presidency in the Republican and the Democratic parties. And there seems to be a lot of mudslinging at each other. Calling each other names and just a lot of ruthlessness and, you name it, goes on. And I would just like to take our focus to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our King and who is our King of Kings, and focus on Him. It's easy to get caught up reading the news and listening to the news and seeing what these candidates are saying about each other, but how refreshing it is to take our eyes away and our ears away from all the mudslinging and focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Prince of Peace. And there are so many names that the Bible gives the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think I had talked about that on another week previously. But I'm not going to go there again. Instead, I want to focus on some of the things that Jesus is. And the first one I'd like to look at, and we'll do that today, is that Jesus is Creator. In the Gospel of John, the first chapter, we have these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. I'm sorry, I didn't read that right. Let me start again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So here in these first couple verses here, in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, we have proof that in the beginning of time, the Lord Jesus, He's speaking about here, is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. He's speaking about the Lord Jesus, and the Word was God. Now, we could go into the Trinity there, but that's not where I'm going here this morning. He's saying here, the same, or Christ, or the Word, was in the beginning with God. So Jesus is the Word that he's talking about here. He was with God. He is the same as God. All things were made by Him, he says here. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So that's interesting. I don't know if you've thought about that before or thought about that much, but usually when we read the creation account in Genesis, we think of God as creating the heavens and the earth and making man. And that's true. God did. But the Bible tells us here that Jesus was with God and is God. He says here the Word was with God and the Word was God. So the Lord Jesus Christ is also known as Creator. All things were made by Him, it says here in verse 3, and without Him, without the Lord Jesus, was not anything made that was made. It's very interesting, isn't it? Then going back to Genesis, the first chapter, in verse 26, we have these words, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God said here let us. That's plural. God didn't say, let me make man in my image. He said, let us make man in our image. That's plurality there. So Jesus was with God in the creation of man. So the Lord Jesus was there and created man as well. God and Jesus being one. All things were made by him, remember? And without him was not anything made that was made. And of course, that includes human beings. That includes mankind. Very interesting to think about that. Then, in Colossians, in Paul's letter to the church at Colossae there, he was speaking about Christ in the first chapter there in Colossians. And I'll read that verse. Paul says there, in whom we have redemption through his blood. He's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. We have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So it's very clear there in those verses there that the Apostle Paul was writing there that the Lord Jesus Christ was the creator. For by him all things were created, he says. And in verse 17 there, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So Jesus Christ, who was with God, who was God, back in the creation account, was there and created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. That's a very interesting aspect and thought, that Jesus Christ, the one who laid down his life for us, was also our creator. And that gives a new dimension. I don't know if you've ever thought about that before, but it gives a new dimension to who Christ is and who the Lord Jesus is and what he has done. He not only laid down his life for us, he was also our creator. We're going to talk about more of those things later on this week here. Tomorrow, I'd like to talk about Jesus Christ, who is the giver and sustainer of life. And then the next day, our Savior, Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. And we'll just talk about a number of those things that Christ is, aspects of his character. Today we looked at Christ being creator, and he is. He is our creator. May God give you a blessed day as you consider throughout the day that Jesus Christ is not only our Savior and Lord, he is our creator as well. Let us live for him, our creator. He gave us life. Let us live our life for him. God bless your day.